JCPS is closed tomorrow because of another teacher sick out.
This is JCPS's sixth sick out in just 2 weeks.
No school tomorrow for JCPS. It is another sick out by the teachers. Jefferson County Public Schools canceled a couple of minutes ago. JCPS closed school today at about 5 this morning.
Teachers across Kentucky are packing the Capitol once again in the hopes of stopping the bill in its tracks.
Picture this. You're a senior in high school. Your alarm goes off for another Thursday of school. You unlock your phone and get on Twitter. As you're scrolling, you see a tweet from your school district. It reads, "Due to approximately a third of teachers being absent and the inability to safely cover a large number of classes with substitute teachers, all JCPS schools will be closed Thursday." You feel a small grin forming because you get to go back to sleep. But it's deeper than that. Jefferson County is the largest public school district in Kentucky, taking on the task of educating over 101,000 students, and everyone knows who these valuable core classes, as well as life lessons, are taught by. Teachers. Teachers are the building blocks to our future. They have one of the most important jobs of educating the youth, who will then grow up to be that future. So, going off of what I'm talking about, I'm going to start with a little personal story, I guess. So, I was a senior last year within JCPS, and that's when all of these sick outs started happening, was sometime around March last year. And last year, there was only one bill on the table, and that was House Bill 525. And that basically determines the members of the Kentucky Teachers Retirement System's Board of Trustees. And changing those members could affect the teachers' pension, some of those who have worked like many years to get what they have earned through these pension plans. So the reason everybody was so distraught with this bill last year is because not only would it affect the Board of Trustees and could possibly mess up some of the teachers' pensions, but it was also pushed through very speedily and just carelessly through the House to get to our governor, Matt Bevin. It was placed at the bottom of a 291-page sewage bill as an amendment, and it's thought that nobody really knew that it was there or even got to the bottom of it to see what was going on. So these sick outs, they not only affected the teachers, but they also affected the students, as when the teachers would take a sick out day, the kids wouldn't have school, obviously, so we were losing part of our time to learn, and it was also pushing the school year back later. Luckily, last year, they took some of the, like, they excused some of the days, so we wouldn't be in trouble for the teachers skipping, quote-unquote. But this year, not much has changed, honestly. Moving on, out of the 5 states that held sick outs for public school reform, Kentucky was the only state that had nothing done, and we still continue to see this problem happening this year within the school year. So my sister actually is still a senior in Louisville and is dealing with all the stuff going on still. They're still having sick outs. This year they've had a total of 6 sick outs at the beginning of March, and they were back to back, whereas ours last year were kind of spread out between weeks, maybe 2 at a time, but they had almost a whole week off of school because of the teachers sicking out and driving to Frankfurt to protest these bills themselves. So this year there were more bills on the table too. You had the House Bill 525 was still there because they were trying to push it back so people wouldn't, like, it would discourage people to come to Frankfurt and protest on it. So this year they also have House Bill 205, which would give tax credits to people who donate to specific scholarship funds for private schools, basically. So underprivileged kids can have a better chance of getting into private schools, but ultimately what that would do is turn our public school system into charter schools, and I don't think anybody's a big fan of that in Kentucky. The other bill that was on the table is the Senate Bill 250, and Senate Bill 250 gives most of the power within the school district to the superintendent, allowing him executive decisions like picking a principal for each school, and a lot of people, that was a toss-up between a lot of people. JCPS almost went under state control because it was so out of control. But we hired a new superintendent, Marty Polio, and he has done good things in the short time that he has been with JCPS. And that bill actually is currently passed, so we're dealing with the things going on with that. But it's just crazy to me how Matt Bevin, who is our governor right now, thinks that he can get away with passing these bills that affect not only the students' future, but the teachers' future too. Like, these students that these teachers are educating right now are going to grow up to be the people educating the future, or building your house even, or maybe even, like, I don't know, cooking your food. So it's just crazy to me that he would do this. And I don't know, I feel like our teachers deserve a little bit more.
Now we're figuring out the rules, we're figuring out how to navigate Frankfurt, and we're going to be watching this session and the next.
This is not just about teachers or state employees, this is about our kids, this is about future teachers.
I'm here to advocate for my students. I'm here because they deserve all of the resources available to them. I'm here because our government is having closed meetings without our voice, and it's important for us to make our voices heard because we advocate for kids.